Speaking of the heart, can you tell us a story I heard you tell about 3 years ago about meeting Mandela with your child in your arms?
I sure could tell that story. That's an incredible story, actually, because when I was doing Invictus in South Africa, we had a chance to meet Mandela, and my wife and I had met him in New York, and it was a very quick meeting, and we got, you know, I had a picture taken with him, and we kind of felt like, well, we didn't want to impose on him again. And then they told us that we could bring our kids. And so we did that. And Gia was about 8 months and Isabella was 2. And the most incredible part of the whole experience was we were waiting in the hallway to be ushered in to, like, have our few minutes with him. And I was holding Isabella and she said to me, "Daddy, who's behind that door?" And I don't know if it's she felt me, my heart start beating faster, but she was aware that somebody in special was on the other side of the door. And I said, "That's Mr. Mandela. He's a very special man, and we're going to go say hello to him." And she said, "Okay." And we walked in, and neither of the two little ones took their eyes off him, particularly Gia, who was 8 months old at the time, never took her eyes off of him the entire time we were in the room. So we have these photographs of him holding our kids. And
there's a few people you meet through your life who have a presence in a room, and I've been in a room with him. I haven't actually shook his hand or met him, but he has this aura about him.
It's an aura. It really is.
It's really extraordinary.